It was shocking enough last week for Spanish-speaking listeners of Univision Radio when one of its most successful shows was suddenly taken off the air with no explanation. This week, even more stunning news, accusations of harassment against the host of that show, a household name here in Latino Los Angeles and many other places where Univision has lots of listeners. Here's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco with more.
Eddie Sotelo is known as Piolín, or Tweety Bird, in Mexican Spanish. His irreverent show was for a time the number one radio program in all of Los Angeles. For 7 hours each weekday morning, Piolín cracked silly jokes, played Mexican regional music, and sometimes got political. He immigrated from Jalisco, Mexico, and successfully rallied thousands of his listeners to march for immigrant rights in the mid-2000s.
Why do we get to the United States to succeed?
Eddie Sotelo became so popular and so important that during the 2008 presidential campaign, candidate Barack Obama stopped by.
Mexico.
Lindo y querido.
Lindo y querido.
Tan tan.
Tan tan.
Like other morning DJs, Piolín's show had a regular cast of characters, including Alberto Beto Cortez, a writer, producer, and singer.
Quiero ser la persona que pueda quedarse en tu vida.
Last week, Univision abruptly canceled Piolín por la Mañana with no explanation. Piolín told reporters Univision had given him a great run. Now, perhaps related, perhaps not, the Los Angeles Times has published documents in which sidekick Alberto Cortez accuses Eddie Sotelo of having harassed him for 3 years, physically, sexually, and emotionally. Times reporter Reed Johnson.
Mr. Cortez alleges that Mr. Sotelo sexually abused him, that he repeatedly said to Mr. Cortez, you should come out of the closet, and also made vulgar remarks about Mr. Cortez's girlfriend.
Sotelo's lawyer says these are false claims made as part of a demand for money. Cortez's attorney and Univision executives did not respond to requests to comment. Gustavo Arellano is an influential journalist with a column called Ask a Mexican. He says he hopes the allegations won't tarnish Sotelo's reputation or take away from his activism.
El Piolín's own belief in the dignity of undocumented folks, working class Latino immigrant who got up just like he did, up at 4 o'clock in the morning for hours and hours of work.
At the Plaza Mexico Mall in an L.A. suburb, fans of the show remain incredulous about the allegations.
Eso es mentira para mí. Eso no es, es imposible.
It's got to be a lie. It's impossible, says 25-year-old fan Pablo Lugo. Hospital worker Maria Salazar agreed.
I was very surprised, you know, because he seemed to be very honest man. And, you know, the people really follow him and trusted him.
For now, Univision has replaced Piolín por la Mañana with music, and Eddie Sotelo is still scheduled this fall to be inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.